You'd think by this point we'd have figured out how to communicate with our kids.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. So the story here is that my daughter Calvary came home from camp. She's been working at a camp for a long time. The rest of the kids haven't seen her, and they were very, very excited.
Yeah.
And Calvary comes home, and they're all like, yay! They're hanging out with Calvary. And then she breaks the news to Zebedee, the six-year-old, oh, I'm only here tonight, and then I leave again. And he just melts into a puddle of tears because here he thought she was back for the summer.
No.
And it is our fault. We did not make it clear to our children that Calvary's only back for a night, then she's leaving. So he wasn't the only one who was expecting her to be around longer. And just all the tears. We're like, oh. The good thing is she'll be back this weekend. But we're going to have to be really clear. And like I said, you'd think by now, we know they do better if you give them advance warning of everything. We'll have to do a little bit better. But it is really cool to see the relationship that Zebedee, our youngest, and Calvary, our oldest, have. It's almost a parental relationship because she's taking care of him almost as much as we have. So it'll be good to see her home this weekend. Here is I've Got Joy from Cece Winans on Kinship Radio.